Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth parak talks about the different mitzvos that we have on the Yom Tov of Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. And the Mishnah describes exactly how many days of Yom Tov do we have to fulfill each of the mitzvos. So in the midst of that list, the Mishnah says, HaHalel veHasimcha Shmona, that the obligation to recite Halel applies all 8 days, 7 days of Sukkos and a day of Shmini Atzeres. And the same is true about Simcha. There's a mitzvah, v'samachta v'chagecha, that one is supposed to be happy on Yom Tov. It says the Mishnah, HaSimcha Shmona, that the obligation of Simchas Yom Tov applies for all 8 days, all 7 days of Sukkos and the day of Shmini Atzeres as well. What does it mean, HaSimcha, that one is obligated to have Simchas Yom Tov? So Rashi explains, HaSimcha lechol besar shlomim, to eat karbonas, to eat the basar of shlomim, shalmei chagiga, shalmei simcha, there are obligations to bring karbonas on Yom Tov, so to eat the Shalmei Simcha, to eat Shlomim in general, the Shalmei Chagiga or the Shalmei Simcha would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. The Karmelim b'Psachim, b'zman sh'beis minish kaim, ein Simcha ala b'basa, sh'nim v'zavachta, shlomi yachal to shomei samachta. Yimar b'Psachim adav kufta says that ein Simcha ala b'basa, Simchas Yom Tov is fulfilled to b'sar Shlomim, like the Pasuk says, v'zavachta shlomi yachal to shomei samachta. Even though that's talking about Har Grizim and Har Eval, but we have Gzer Shava, it says V'samachta b'chagecha, V'samachta b'samachta, but just like there, in Simcha ala b'basa, b'sar shlomim, so too by Simchas Yom Tov, in Simcha ala b'basa. This is Rashi Shita, that the Simcha that we're referring to, Simchas Yom Tov, is fulfilled through eating b'sar shlomim. The Tosis is very troubled with this Rashi. Tosis says that if the mitzvah of Simcha requires that a person eat b'sar shlomim, so there are situations where you're not going to have 8 days. You're not going to be able to have b'sar shlomim all 8 days. How so? V'im tom afrek teisviz, v'zinen de'enam necholim kol ches, k'yom shechal yom tov rishon v'sukkos v'echa b'shabbos, v'yom shmini v'echa b'shabbos. If the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, so then the 8th day is going to be on Sunday as well. V'yev shalomar kol ches shleimim, you're not going to have all 8 days, complete 8 days, as the Bach changes the gears a little bit, all 8 days of Simcha. Why? The Leil Matzei Shvi lo yishchatu. They're not going to be able to shecht the night of the 7th, right? The Be'inan Yom HaKrava, you have to shecht the carbon by day. We don't shecht carbonus at night. So Matzei Shabbos, you're not going to be able to shecht for the mitzvah of Simcha of Matzei Shabbos. V'yom HaShvi Nami Lo De'en Chagiga Simcha Docha Shabbos. You can't shecht on Shabbos itself because Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos. V'yakarach Mehani D'nishchatu B'yom Shishi Ochil B'Shvi. And what they shechted on Friday on Erev Shabbos they can only eat on the 7th day. But V'en Shlomim Necholim L'Shnei Yamim L'Shnei Le. A Shlomim is only Nechol for Shnei Yamim V'Layla Achas. If they shechted on Erev Shabbos they can eat it on Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos and on Friday night. But they're not going to be able to eat it Matzei Shabbos. So just put two and two together. How are you going to have Besar Shlomim on Matzei Shabbos if the 8th day of Yom Tov falls out, if Shmini Atzeres falls out on Sunday? So then how are you going to have Besar Shlomim on Matzei Shabbos? It just doesn't make any sense. You can't shecht on at night. Shechting by day, it's not going to be Doch Shabbos. So you got to shecht Erev Shabbos. But if you shecht Erev Shabbos, then the Shlomim is Nechol, Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. Matzei Shabbos, it's already Nosa, so you're not going to be able to eat it, so there's no opportunity to have B'sar Shlom. So what's the Mishnah saying? Mishnah says, HaSimcha Shmona, that you have Simchas Yom Tov 8 days. And Rashi explains, Simcha means eating B'sar Shlomim. There's a Hecha Timtza, that it's not possible to eat B'sar Shlomim for 8 days. Zev?
Doesn't this question pertain to any situation, not just Shlom?
That's an excellent point. Maran, Marsha point this out. It's an excellent kash, we'll get to it. Let's first just try to understand the basic words of Tosis, then we'll get to that. Simon, you have the same kasha? Okay, very good. Very good. So that's Tosis' kasha against Rashi. But there's a hechetimtza that you're not gonna have Besar Shlomim for 8 days. So, Sam, you had something you want to say?
Yeah, it's a similar question, but especially in this situation, on the first day also you can't have Shlomim, because it's also on Motz Shabbos. So when are you going to do the Shechita? For the first, it's also Sunday, so Erev Shabbos.
You're saying at night. The night of the first day?
Yeah.
There will be Shlomim the first day. You can check Shlomim on Yom Tov. Problem is the night of the first day.
Right.
So the fact is that the night is actually nismayt from simcha of Besar Shlomo. There is no blossom. There's no simcha lefanav. So the Gemara, we can get to it. The Gemara Pemches says that there is no mitzvah of Simchas Yomtiv to have Besar Shlomim the first night of Yomtiv. Only the first day is going to be the first time. So before we address Zev and Simon's question, let's try to think, maybe there's an answer for Rashi. Maybe there's an answer for Rashi, and then we'll see how the answer might not actually work out because we have to better understand the Kasha of Tosis. So let's sort of take it backwards, and then we'll come full circle. What's the answer for Rashi? What could you answer for Rashi? Well, be it there's no achila of Besar Shlomim on Matzei Shabbos, the night of the eighth day, but who says you need the night of the eighth day? When can you eat Besar Shlomim? Right? Can you eat Besar Shlomim all 8 days? Yes, just not the night of the eighth. The night of the eighth. When are you going to eat Besar Shlomim for the eighth? The eighth, the eighth day. You'll eat it by day. Now, who says that you have to have Besar Shlomim at night? Maybe you can have the Besar Shlomim by day. Who says the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov is twice in a 24-hour period, night and day? Bushteit. It just says that you have to have Simcha Shmona all 8 days. So, Efshem and Kenzagim. Maybe we could say that you'll fulfill your mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov and Shmini Atzeres by day, but not at night. Be'emes, the Sfasemes already on Daf Mem Ches discusses this. He discusses the possibility that maybe the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov is to have Besar Shlomim once within a 24-hour period. So according to that, Tosis Kasha never even began. There's no Kasha against Rashi. Rashi assumes that you'll fulfill your mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov by eating Besar Shlomim on Shmini Atzeres by day, not at night. In a chanami, you're not going to be able to have Besar Shlomim the night of the 8th if it falls at Matzei Shabbos because of the reasons that Tosis describe it. That doesn't matter. You'll still be able to fulfill Simchas Yom Tov by eating Besar Shlomim on Shmini Atzeres by day. That lechora would have been a good answer to Rashi. But as the Marsha and the Maram point out, lechora, Tosis is not really talking about the Rashi that we know. Right? Rashi in Sukkah seems to assume that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov and Shmini Atzeres is both at night and by day. We'll get to it. Okay, that's the simple pshat. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov all 8 days, and on Shmini Atzeres we have an obligation. There's a ribuy, a special ribuy, v'hisa ach sameach, that's marbe leila Yom Tov achron. It means that presumably you're chayev to have Simchas Yom Tov the night of Shmini Atzeres and the day of Shmini Atzeres. That's what we're assuming. But the Maram and the Marsha point out that lechora, Tosis is not going with the net ration. Why? What's the problem? The problem is Zev's kasha, Simon's kasha. Why does Tosis pick on the eighth day? Let's say another day fell out on Shabbos. Let's say the second day of Yom, the third day of Yom fell out on Shabbos. Right? So then Sunday is the fourth day. So Tosis should ask on Rashi, no matter what day falls out on Shabbos, the reality is on Motzei Shabbos, you're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. Because Shlomim are only Nechel, Shnei Yomim, Belayla Echad. So whatever you are makriv on Erev Shabbos can't be eaten Matzei Shabbos. You can't be makriv on Shabbos because it's not Docha Shabbos, and you can't be makriv Matzei Shabbos because Hakrav is not Balayla. Vusepis Tosis picks on Shmini Atzeres. What does he have against Shmini Atzeres? It's nothing special to Leil Ches. Any night, any day of Sukkot that falls in on Shabbos, you're not going to have Shalmei Simcha the night after that. You can't have Shalmei Simcha on Matzei Shabbos. Vusepis Tosis picks on Shmini. So to that, the Maram and the Marsha say, no, Tosis is asking on Rashi and Psochem. Rashi and Psochem? What Rashi is? Because Rashi and Psochem also quotes the Gemara and Daf Mem Ches. What's this drush? The Gemara and Daf Mem Ches says, L'rabos leili yom tov achron shachag. Ach, even though ach is a miut, but here it's marbe. So it says the Gemara, yeah, it's a miut and a ribuy at the same time. It's a ribuy, but it's also a miut. It's marba leili yom tov achron, but it's memaid leili yom tov rishon. Leili yom tov achron had simcha lefanav. There was a mitzvah simcha the day before leili yom tov achron. So there's a mitzvah simcha for leili yom tov achron. But leili yom tov rishon, there was no simcha lefanav. Erev yom tov, there is no mitzvah simcha. So therefore, it's nismai. There's no mitzvah simcha for leili yom tov rishon, but there is a mitzvah simcha for leili yom tov achron. So the question is, how about yom tov achron, the day, not the night, but the day of Shmini Atzeres? So Rashi himself says there is no simcha on the day of Shmini Atzeres. There's only simcha the night of Shmini Atzeres. Without v'ha'isa ach samecha, I wouldn't know there's a mitzvah simcha shmini atzeres b'chol. It says v'samachta b'chagecha by Sukkis. It doesn't say simcha by shmini atzeres. In Parashas Sema, the Torah talks about shmini atzeres, but does it say a mitzvah of simcha by shmini atzeres in Parashas Re'e? No. From v'ha'isa ach samecha. So that's v'marbe, through Sukkis, v'marbe and shmini atzeres, there's a mitzvah of simcha. But from the Gemara, it only sounds like a Marba the Laila of Yom Tov Achrim. We don't know that the Yom is Nisnas Rama. So to that, Rashi says, "The Rabbis Laila Yom Tov Achrim, the Ein Simcha LeBachila Shlamin, the Yom Tov Achrim Gufei Lo, Yom Tov Achrim Gufei, we're not Marba. The Trei Zimni Shivas Yomim Ksiv. It says Shivas Yomim, the Simcha two times." So that's Nismai, Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is not Bechlal Simcha. It's 7 days of Sukkot. There's a Ribui V'Hayisa Ach Sameach that the night of Shmini Atzeres is Israel, but not the day, says Rashi. Memeila Imid Shmini, since it says Shivas Yomim twice, it comes to be Memai Shmini. The Shmini Atzeres is not Bechlal Simcha's Yom Tov. The night of Shmini Atzeres, that's Nisraba from V'Hayisa Ach Sameach. That's Rashi Shittim Sachin. So come the Marsha and the Maram right here in Sukkah, and they say, Taisis Kash is Dafka according to Rashi and Sachin. Because if you hold that there is no mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov and Shmini Atzeres by day, then Taka Taisis is a Kash. Because if the eighth day falls out on Sunday, but the night of the eighth, the night of Shmini Atzeres is going to be Matzei Shabbos. So if we say that there's no Achilas Besar Shlom in Matzei Shabbos, because it just doesn't work out, right, for the different reasons that Taisis get. So then it turns out there's no simcha in Shmini Atzeres b'chlal. There won't be simcha shmona. Why? Because there's no hechetim, so there's no practical hechetim, so that there'll be achilas b'sar shlomim on the night of Shmini Atzeres. And there is no mitzvah of simcha the day of Shmini Atzeres according to Rashi and Pesachim. So if Shmini Atzeres falls out on Sunday, then you won't have hasimcha shmona. That's really the kash of Taisis. Zok the Marsha and Mara. The sharif of vort, right? They bothered with Sam, with Zev and Simon's Kasha. That why does Tosis pick on Shmini Atzeres? So they say that Tosis Dafka was asking, according to Rashi and Pesachim, Tosis is assuming like Rashi and Pesachim, that in Shmini Atzeres Gufei, on the Yom, there is no Mitzvah Simcha. So if there is no Achilas Besar Shlomim, the night of Shmini Atzeres, then there is no Simcha Shmona. That's Taka Kasha. There's no Simcha Shmona. Taka Kasha. What's the answer? So the answer might be that maybe Rashi Pesachim is a Shita Dechuya. Maybe the answer for Rashi is that Rashi here in Sukkah, Handav Memches, says differently than Rashi Pesachim. Which came first? Which is the Maskona? Rashi over here, L'Rabos, Leili Yom Tov Achron, Handav Memches, he says, Kevin this Rabbi, Leili Yom Tov Achron, Shu Tofel, Kavachomer Hayom, Shu Iker, Shechai B'Simcha. Rashi says, no, it's a Kavachomer. If the Laila of Shmini Atzeres is Chayav and Simcha, Kolshkin the Yom is going to be Chayav and Simcha. The Laila is only Tovel to the Yom. So if the Laila is a Chayav Simcha, if it's Nisraba, V'Hayisa Ach Sameach, then Kolshkin the Yom. Very different than Rashi and Pesachim. So according to Rashi here, we're free to say like this Vasemis, that maybe the answer to Tosis Kasha is that Yitaka can be Yotze Simchas Yom Tov 8 days. Aye, but if Shmini Atzeres falls out and Matzah Shabbos on Sunday, then you're not going to have Simchas Yom Tov Matzah Shabbos because you don't have Achilas Besar Shlomim, but you'll have it by day. And maybe Rashi assumes, like this Vasemes, that you'll fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov as long as you have Besar Shlomim once in a 24-hour period. So how do you answer Tosis Kasha against Rashi? That's a good Kasha. You have to work on that more. Homework. I give you homework to work on that Rashi. But at least, according to Rashi in Sukkah, the Rashi that we have, there is a way to answer Tosis Kasha. If you assume like this Vasemes, that Simchas Yom Tov has to be fulfilled once within a 24-hour period, so even if Shmini Atzeres falls at Matzah Shabbos, you can still have Achilas Besar Shlomim on Shmini Atzeres Buffet on the Yom, even if you don't have it on the line. Okay, all this is Bedas Rashi. The Rashi assumes that Simchas Yom Tov is fulfilled by eating Besar Shlomim. Question, Nathan? Okay. That's Shitas Rashi. Taisus answers the Kasha by disagreeing with Rashi. Right, Taisus says, you know what the answer to the Kasha is? How are you going to have Simchas Yom Tov Shmona if you don't have the Achilas B'Sar Shlomim? The answer is, Simcha does not require Achilas B'Sar Shlomim. You can have a fulfillment of the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Simcha without B'Sar Shlomim. Says Taisvis, Ram Sachem already mentions the idea that perhaps you can fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Yontov b'ksus nekiyah uviyayin yoshon with what's called Shar Minei Simcha. That's what the poskim call it. Shar Minei Simcha, not b'sar shlomim. Who says you need b'sar shlomim? Okay, there's the Gzer Shava, b'samachta, b'samachta, that simcha l'bebosa. That just means the ikar simcha is bebosa. It's a Gzer Shava, it's a Gzer Sakosav, that the best way to fulfill it is bebosa. But is that the only way to fulfill Simchas Yomtev? Maybe you can fulfill Simchas Yomtev b'shamini simcha, b'ksus nekiya, with begodim noim, with yayin, yoshon. Maybe that's another way to fulfill Simchas Yomtev. So that's pshat in the Mishnah, says Taisis. In a chanami, if Shmini Atzeres falls out on Sunday, you're not going to have achilas b'sar shlomim matzei shabbos. But so what? So what? And according to Rashi himself, you're not going to have achilas b'sar shlomim on Shmini Atzeres in such a case, even by Yom. You're not going to have that. But you can still have the mitzvah deraisa of Simchas Yomtev, because you can fulfill Simchas Yomtev through other means, even not through b'sar shlomim, even through ksus nekiyah, through yayin yoshon, through shar minei simcha. This idea of Tosis is echoed by the other Rishonim as well, the Ritva Alasar, the Ran on the Rif. They both say the same idea. Let's take a look at the Ran. Ran is on Daf Chaf Aleph, on the Aleph and Daf Yalif. The Ran quotes the Kasha of Tosis, that if the eighth day falls out on Sunday, so then you're not going to have the mitzvah Simchas Yomtev. Afilu hachi, says the Ran, isa l'simcha b'basa shal chulin. Who says you b'sar kach? Maybe b'sar chulin is enough. And simcha l'b'basa might mean b'sar chulin. Interesting. Right? That even b'zman hazeh, that we don't have b'sar kachim, according to the Ran, there might be an inyan to eat basa for Simchas Yomtev. Ah, it's not b'sar kachim. What's the purpose? No, even b'sar chulin might have a higher level of Simchas Yomtev. Oh, b'shar minei smachas, says the Ran. Maybe the mitzvah deraisa applies even b'shar minei simcha too. Shlo amra ein simcha l'b'basar ela l'mitzvah min amuvchar avalola akev. The din that ain't simcha l'b'basar, that's mitzvah min amuvchar, that's the din l'chadchila of Simchas Yomtev. Akzeres akosav, so therefore l'chadchila you should have basar. L'chadchila you should have b'sar kodshim, and maybe even without b'sar kodshim you should have b'sar chulin. But shar minei simcha is nothing. You can't fulfill Simchas Yomtov b'sham minei simcha. Says the Ran, no. A mitzvah min amuvcha to have basa, but even without basa, you can fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Yomtov daraisa. Presumably daraisa. He's assuming it's not ma'akev to have b'sar kachim in order to fulfill the mitzvah Simchas. Okay. So what emerges from Tosis is a major machlokas Rishonim. Rashi against the other Rishonim. Whether the mitzvah Simchas Yomtov min haTorah can be fulfilled with what's called shar minei simcha, without b'sar kodshim, or do we say no? Dafka with achilas b'sar shlomim, can you fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of Simchas Yomtev? But without that, it's only the rabban. You're not really going to get the full mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev. So this machlokis is one that we find in many other contexts, many other rishonim. The major machlokis in the rishonim, not just over here between Rashi and the other rishonim, but we find throughout Shas in different places, throughout the poskim and the rishonim, this question as to whether the mitzvah Simchas Yomtev min haTorah can be fulfilled dafka with shalmei simcha, achila shalmei simcha, or even with shar minei simcha. What's the most obvious nafkemina, the most obvious issue that hinges on this question? Whether bizman hazeh Simchas Yomtev is still a mitzvah deraisa, or is it only a mitzvah derabon? That's the most obvious nafkemina, because we don't have b'sar kodshim bizman hazeh. So that's the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim, the Tosfos, not Tosfos, that Rashi alluded to. Tosfos alluded to a different Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim, Kuftes, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, Omer, Bezman, Shebeis, Amir, Shkaim, Ein, Simcha, Lava, Basna, Shnema, Vizavachta, Shlomi, Vyachalta, Shem, Vesamachta, Lefnei, Hashem, Lakecha. Ve'achshav, Shem, Beis, Amir, Shkaim, Ein, Simcha, Lava, Yayin, Shnema, Vyayin, Yisamach, Lavav, Enosh. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir says that Simchas Yomtev bezman avayis and simcha lebebasa, it's fulfilled through kodshim achilas b'sar shlomim. Aye, that pasuk has nothing to do with Simchas Yomtev. No, so the mefarshim explain. We learn gzeres shava v'zavachta v'samachta v'samachta. It says v'samachta v'chagecha v'samachta over there by hagrizim. So just like by hagrizim, it's v'zavachta shlom v'yachalta shem v'samachta. Simcha is the Bisar Shlamim, so too, Simchas Yontov is Bachilas Bisar Shlamim. And Bisman Azeh, how do you fulfill Simchas Yontov? Biyayin, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seir says. So that's the earlier Brisa. Tana Rabbana, Chayav Adam Lesamameh, Rabbana Bavnei Beis, Labarekel, Shnei Mesamachta B'chagecha. Bameh Mesamcha B'yayin. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seir is going in tandem with this previous Brisa. What's the Brisa talking about? I thought we said in Simcha L'Babasa. Everyone has to do what's appropriate for them. Anoshim b'roi lehem b'yayim. Noshim b'may b'big day tzivonim. Noshim get begodim noim. What's this talking about? It says, b'mem esamcha b'yayim, hang up b'zman hazeh. B'zman shebeis ha-minush kaim ein simcha l'b'bosa. You're supposed to fulfill simchas yamtav with achilas b'sar shlamim. But b'zman hazeh, that we don't have achilas b'sar shlamim, you fulfill simchas yamtav. Anoshim b'roi lehem, b'noshim b'roi lehem. Anoshim b'yayin, noshim b'big day tzivonim, b'big odim noim, a nice dress. That's how you do simchas yamtav b'zman hazeh. So, is this a din d'arais or is this a din d'rabbanan? You could say this is only midrabbanan, that b'zman hazeh, we don't have simchas yamtav d'arais. B'zman habayis, you have simchas yamtav d'arais with achilas b'sar shlamim, but b'zman hazeh, we don't have b'sar shlamim. So maybe the whole mitzvah changed. Right? Now maybe the mitzvah d'arais doesn't exist b'zman hazeh. That's the question that we have to address. Sim? Okay. Zev.
Is Tosfos really adding anything here or just repeating the Gemara?
Well, this part of Tosfos actually is on the Braisa that is first, right? Before Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, you have the Braisa. It's interesting that it's in this order. It's sort of easier to read Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir first and then explain with the other Braisa, but that's not the way the Gemara presents it. Right, so Tosis is before Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir made his comment. So he's basically just alluding to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir's statement that you're about to read in the next line. So you shouldn't get confused. But basically, you got to read both Brises together in order to make sense out of either one. So what's the answer? Is Simchas Yamtav Bizman Hazeh Darais or is it only the Rabban? So that's the Machlokes Rishon. What does the Rambam hold? Darais. Right, the Rambam clearly implies that it's the Raisa Bizman Hazeh. How so? The Rambam in Ilkhas Yamtav. Perklov. The Rambam in Ilkhas Yamtav Perklov Halacha Yud Zayin says as follows. Shiva Simei HaPesach Ushmona Simei HaChag Im Sha'ar Yom Im Tovim Kulam Asurim Behesped V'tainis. Okay, Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos and the other Yom Tovim are also Behesped V'tainis. Look at the Rambam. Chayev Adam Lios Ben Sameach V'tov Lev Hu Bona V'Ishto B'dei Bona V'chol Anil V'molov Shinema V'samachta B'chagecha. There's a mitzvah V'samachta B'chagecha. The Rambam invokes the Pasuk. He says there's a mitzvah D'arais of Simchas Yamtav. Then he says Ava B'sheh Simcha Ho'amur Akan Hi Karben Shlomim K'mo Shonu Mevar Milchas Chagigam. Even though the Simcha that the Pasuk is referring to is Achilas B'sar Shlomim, Yesh B'chlal Osa Simcha L'smach Hu Bona V'bnei Beiso Kol Echad Karo Ilo. Bechlal also simcha included within that simcha within the mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha is that each and every individual should be sameach in a way that's appropriate for them. And he continues halacha yudches keitzad ktanim nosan amkloyos vegozim umigdanos. What do you give to the kids? You give them nuts, right? Because every kid loves nuts, right? Just that time, that's what they love. Nuts and fruits, yeah? No kid's going to eat nuts and fruits. You give them Schmerling's chocolate, you know? You give them the good stuff. I mean, we know what it is. Give them treats. That's what they're kind of get. The lollipops. Right? Forget about lollipops and they shouldn't have the lollipops in shul, but on Yom Tov, the parents should be giving them lollipops. Don't quote me on that. But give them something to make the kids happy. You have to buy jewelry, a nice begodim for the women. Interesting. The Rambam says, even though b'zman hazeh there's no b'sar shlamim, but anoshim b'royal ha means b'bosa v'yayin. The Gemara Psachim mentions yayin, doesn't mention bosa. So the Rambam, like the Ran, the Rambam seems to be saying that even b'sar chulin is epis a little bit of simchas yamtav. There's an inyan l'chatchila to eat bosa. Well, you know, people often ask, "Bizman hazeh, maybe I could have fish instead of meat. I don't want to eat meat. I want to have fish instead." So, fish is very beautiful. In Mistama, you can fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Yamtav with fish, but there might be an inyan to have basa. Might be an inyan to have basa, because that's the Gzeiras HaKosev. Right? Even though the Gzeras HaGozer really is Besar Shlomim, but you see from the Rambam that in Simcha LeBasar means any basar. Besar Chulin is also an Ein to have basar. So I'm not saying you have to have basar every single meal. You know, sometimes it's not going to produce simcha if you have too much basar. But you see from the Rambam that there's an inyan to have basar. And the Poskim also talk about is Besar Of the same as Besar Behema. Is chicken the same as meat. There's an inyan to have meat on Yom Tov if one can afford it. There's some inyan. So there are poskim that say that chicken is good enough. That's also called basar. But better than fish to some extent. That's what it sounds like. Of course, a person doesn't like meat. He shouldn't force himself to eat meat. That's ridiculous. He doesn't like meat. It's not an oneg. It's not a simcha for him. But you see from the Rambam that there is some kind of an inyan to have basar, even bisman hazeh, that we don't have basar shlom. But the ikur of the Rambam is that he holds shar minei simcha. Forget about basar. Forget about achila b'chlal. Begodim for women. Right? The treats for the kids, begodim for the women, that's also b'chlal simcha d'araisa, says the Rambam. Samachta b'chagecha includes all of these other elements of simcha, aside from besar shlamim, and aside from besar chulin. Yayin also is included within simcha d'araisa, b'zman hazeh, according to the Rambam. That's the Rambam shita. It would appear that the Rambam echoes this sentiment in a different place as well. That's in Hilchos Chanukah. Hilchos Chanukah of all places. And the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, is talking about the Chiyuv of Hallel. Hallel on Chanukah, Hallel on Yom Tov. So he says, Hallel is a Din D'Rabbanan. Hallel is a Din D'Rabbanan on Chanukah and on Yom Tov. As opposed to the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos that we saw during the year, the Ramban holds that Usmachta and part of Simcha is to say Hallel. But Tzibur, the Ramban seems to hold that there's some kind of deraisa of Kriyas Hallel v'Yom Tov, but not for now. The Rambam says that it's Midivrei Sofrim. Kol Ayomim Shagorim Es HaHallel. Kol Midivrei Sofrim Kol Ayomim Shagorim Ben HaHallel. Ushmona Osei Yom B'Shona Mitzvah Ligmar Ben Es HaHallel. Shmona Simeachag, Shmona Simeachanukah, Rishon Shel Pesach, Yom Atzeres. The Rambam lists off the different days that you have to say Hallel. Abul Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim Ein Bohen Hallel. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, says the Rambam, there is no Hallel. L'fi Shein Yimei Tshuva v'Yir HaVafacha, the days of fear, days of awe, Yomim Noroi, as we call them, Lo Yimei Simcha Yisera, they're not times of Simcha Yisera. So that's why there's no Hallel, says the Rambam. The Sama Medayek, you see from the Rambam that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are days of Simcha. Simchas HaKapara. They are days of Simcha. They're not days of Simcha Yisera. So therefore we don't have Hallel. But they are days of Simcha. What Simcha? What the Rambam is talking about on an emotional level, on a metaphysical level, the Chara, he's talking halachically. They are Yimei Simcha. They're just not Yimei Simcha Yisera. We're in such fear, we're in such a pachat from the Yimei Hadin that it's not a time of Simcha Yisera. You can't say Hallel. Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Psuchim. You're going to say Hallel when Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim and when everything is on the line, you can't do that. But it sounds like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are days of Simcha. So some point out, how can there be days of Simcha? There's a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. There's no mitzvah to be makir b'sar shlomim on Rosh Hashanah. There's no such thing. There's a chiyuv of shalmei Simcha on Sukkot, on Pesach, on Shavuos, but not on Rosh Hashanah. So how can the Rambam say Rosh Hashanah is a day of Simcha? There's no mitzvah to have to eat besar shlamim on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, you're not going to be eating anything, but on Rosh Hashanah there's no mitzvah to eat besar shlamim. So how can the Rambam say it's bechlal simcha? It's just not simcha yisera. So the Rav once pointed out that this is in the Yartzeit Shir. Rav pointed out that you see from that the Rambam is l'shitasa that even shamine simcha can be daraisa. You can have begodim noyim on Rosh Hashanah. You can have yayin on Rosh Hashanah. You can have Besar Chulin on Rosh Hashanah. You just can't have Besar Kochim. Or you can have Besar Kochim. There's no chiyuv to eat Besar Kochim on Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam must hold that there is some kind of mitzvah d'araisa of Simchas Yom Tov even without Besar Shlam. And that's why he feels that Rosh Hashanah could be a day of Simcha. Presumably Simcha d'araisa. Presumably. He doesn't tell you that he's referring to Simcha d'araisa, but presumably Simcha d'araisa. Because the Rambam holds that even Shamine Simcha ataka d'araisa. Who disagrees with the Rambam? The Bali Tosfos seem to say that Simchas Yom Tov b'zman hazeh without Shalmei Simcha might be the Rabban. Who Tosis, what Tosis? This is Tosis on the Gemara in Morikotten on Dafi Dalet and Bes. The Gemara in Morikotten is trying to explain how Avelus is pushed off by Simchas Yomtiv. Someone is in Ovel from before Yomtiv, so then the Avelus is ended by Yomtiv. Someone who becomes an Ovel Chalila on Yomtiv, the Avelus is delayed because of Yomtiv. Simchas Yomtiv is Doche Avelus. So how does that work? So the Gemara Moikotin says that Ovel, this is Yidalat Amabez, Ovel Eino Noeg Aveluso Beregel, Shinem Vesamachta Bechagecha. I Avelus Demei Karahu Os Yesidir Avedoch Yesidir Yochid. If the Avelus came from before, it's a pre-existing Avelus when Yomtiv kicks in. So the Esed the Rabbim of Simchas Yomtiv comes, and it's Docha, the Esed the Yochid, the Avelus. The Avelus, the Hashtahu, and if it's an Avelus that comes on the person on Yomtiv itself, Lo Osi Esed the Yochid, Vidochi Esed the Rabbim. So then the Esed the Yochid, the Avelus, is not going to come and be Docha, the Esed the Rabbim. Basically, what's the Gemara saying? Saying that Avelus is an Esed the Yochid, Simchas Yomtiv is an Esed the Rabbim, Lo Osi Esed the Rabbim, Vidochi Esed the Yochid. That's basically what the Gemara says. Right? That Esed the Rabbim is Docha, the Esed the Yochid. Esed Yochid is not going to come and be Docha the Esed the Rabbi. Those are the two different scenarios. The Tosis is troubled over here. He says, Mashma Davelus Ika Esed Daraisa. My Tosis' point of departure is we know Simchas Yomtiv is a Daraisa, Vesamachta Bechagecha. So if we're talking the Rabbim, the Yochid, the whole discussion is whether Esed the Rabbim is Docha Esed the Yochid, not Esed Daraisa, Docha Esed the Rabbonan. It sounds like Avelus must be Daraisa, because you know Simchas Yomtiv is Daraisa. So if Avelus were only the Rabbanan, then the Gemara should have said what? The Gemara should have said that the Esei Dereis, the Simchas Yomtiv, is Docha, the Esei the Rabbanan, the Avelus. It doesn't say that. It talks about Esei the Rabbim and Esei the Yochid. Why? It sounds like they must be on the same level. So we know Simchas Yomtiv is Dereisa, Avelus must also be Dereisa. And that's why the Gemara had to come on to Rabbim and Yochid. It doesn't say the Esei Dereisa, the Simchas Yomtiv is Docha, the Esei the Rabbanan, the Avelus. Sounds like Avelus is the Raisa. Mihu Nira Lee says, Taisus, no, the Simcha is Saregel, not me the Rabbanan. Maybe the real answer to the question is, Avelus is really the Rabbanan. Aye, so why didn't it say the Rabbanan the Raisa? It says the Rabbim and the Yachid. No, maybe Simchas Yomtiv is also the Rabbanan. Not that Avelus and Simchas Yomtiv are on the same level, they're both the Raisa. But rather, they're on the same level, they're both only the Rabbanan Bizman Azeh. Because even Simchas Yomtiv is only the Rabbanan, this man has that. The Samachta, Hainu B'Shalmei Simcha, Kedisa B'Chagiga, says Taishis. Maybe Simcha D'Araisa is only B'Achilas B'Zar Shlomim. But this man has that, it's only the Rabbanan, so that's the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say D'Araisa, the Rabbanan, because this man has that, Simchas Yomtiv is only the Rabbanan. Avelus is the Rabbanan, and Simchas Yomtiv is the Rabbanan. So why does Simchas Yomtiv push off Avelus, not because the Reis is Docha the Rabbanan, but rather because the Rabbim is Docha the Yachid. So this Taisva says clearly that Simchas Yomtiv is Manazeh is only a mitzvah the Rabbanan because we don't have Shamus against the Rabbim. Chlok is Taisus in the Rabbim. Machlok is two different Bali Taisus too, right? Taisus Morikotin says that Simchas Yomtiv is Manazeh is only the Rabbanan without Bisar Shlam. Tos in Sukkah seems to go like the Rambam, right? Tos in Sukkah, our Tosis on Daf Mem Beis, Amud Beis, seems to say that you can have Simchas Yomtiv Daraisa even B'Shamin Simcha. Interesting. So that's the Machlokes HaRishon. The Yisod of the Rambam can answer a very interesting kash. Right, now that we've seen the Gemara Moikotin is talking about Avelus being Nidcha by Yomtiv, right? There's a famous kasha of the Shagas Aryeh that the sheet of the Rambam can answer that kasha. What do I mean? What does the Shagas Aryeh ask? Does everyone hold Avelus as the Rabbanan? That's what Tosis in Morikotin assumes, but does everyone hold like that? We've talked about during the year that some Rishonim, the Rambam, some Rishonim hold that Avelus, the Yom Rishon, is the Raisa. The first day of Shiva is the Raisa. If the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKvura are the same day, sometimes they don't bury the Mesa on the same day as the Misa, so then it wouldn't be the Raisa. But if the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKvura are the same day, let's say the person's Nifter at night and they bury him the next day, so the Avelus of that next day would be the Raisa. According to some Rishon. Not everyone. Right? Tosis holds that it's only the Rabbanan. But according to some Rishon, it's talking the Raisa. So Frekta Shai Besari like this. Gevaldik Akash. We know the Gemara on Daf Memchai says that Leila Yom Tov Rishon on Ismatu from Simcha Yisa Ach Sameach comes to be Marba Leila Yom Tov Achron, and it comes to be Motzi Leila Yom Tov Rishon. That there is a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov Leila Yom Tov Achron, but there's no mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov Leila Yom Tov Rishon. I got the Gemara in Memches, Gemara Pesachim and Daf Ayin Aleph. So Frekdash Agasari, if you're not going to have the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov the first night of Sukkot, and what's Simcha we talking about? Simcha Deraisa, obviously. That's a posuk, right? The motzi, the posuk is motzi leili yom tov rishon, that there's no mitzvah deraisa of Simcha. So Frekdash Agasari, if there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov the first night of Yom Tov, so according to the Manda Omar, according to those Rishonim who hold Avelis Yom Rishon Deraisa, and you assume that the Laila, that the Yom is Tofes es Leilo Imo, that the Laila Acharav is Nimshach after the Yom, so the Avelis, the Yom Rishon Daraisa, includes the night afterwards. So if you assume that Avelis, the Yom Rishon Daraisa, and it includes the night, so then how is Simchas Yom Tov going to be Doche, the Avelis of that night? Comes out of Mod Nezach, that in Avel, the Yom Rishon, or I should better say the Laila after Yom Rishon, should be chayiv in all Dinei Shiva the night of Yom Tov, because there is no mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov the first night. So if the docha of Avelis is Simchas Yom Tov Darais, let's say, you need Simchas Yom Tov Darais to be docha the Din Avelis, because Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa. So then it'll turn out that in Ovel should be Noeg Avelis the first night of Yom Tov. No one says that. The Gemara Mari Kotten said that in Ovel is not Noeg Avelis of Berega. Sounds like even the first night of Yom Tov. So in fact, the Shagasai, but how can it be? Put two and two together. It doesn't come out well. If you hold Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa, and that means even the night afterwards. But Simchas Yom Tov the first night is not Daraisa. Why not? V'samachta b'chagecha. No. V'ha'isa ach samech is marba leili Yom Tov Achron, but it's memayit, it's motzi leili Yom Tov Rishon. There is no mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov Daraisa b'leili Yom Tov Rishon. So it turns out you have Avelis Daraisa b'leili Yom Tov Rishon. You don't have Simchas Yom Tov Daraisa b'leili Yom Tov Rishon. So the Avelis should exist, and it should be noheg. You shouldn't be able to be docha the Avelis with Simchas Yom Tov. Stocha pele. The Gemara seems to say that Avelis is not noheg on Yom Tov at all. We don't find an exception for the first day of Yom Tov. So what's going on? If you hold Avelis Yom Rishon Daraisa, it comes out that there should be Avelis the first night of Yom Tov. That's the kasha of the Shagasai. Now this is a kasha. Sim and Samaches in the Shagasai. This is a kasha that, you're online in the calf. You got to ask this to the person behind you. I think you're a little strange, but it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha, a pilpul. The pilpul in the... It's a pilpul at the meal. So what's the answer? Chaim in the stencils has a very beautiful answer to this kasha. Really interesting. It's the Shagas Ari in Simen Samaches, and it's Reb Chaim in Os Samaches. I don't know how that worked out. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mizavik Zivugim. Interesting. Reb Chaim in stencils. He wants to suggest like this, that according to the Rambam, there's no problem. What does it mean that Leila Yom Tov Rishon is not Bechalal Simchas Yom Tov? What does that concept mean? It means it's not Bechalal Besar Shlomim. Achilas Besar Shlomim. Why does Reb Chaim learn that way? Because the whole idea that Leila Yom Tov Rishon on this Manasmaatu is Nismayat from Simchas Yom Tov is because ain't Simcha Lefonav. There's no Shchitas Shlomim beforehand. It doesn't make any sense that you should have to Shech Karbonis for the Yom Tov before Yom Tov. We don't do such a thing. Karban Pesach is totally different. It's its own barrier. You're not doing that for Yom Tov. Karban Pesach has its own Zman. That's why it's, so to speak, the day before Pesach. But it's his own Yom Tov. But the Shech Shlomim for Yom Tov before, why would you do that? So there's no Simcha Lefonav. What does it mean there's no Simcha Lefonav? There's no Hakrabas HaKarban, there's no Shchitas Kodshim, Shchitas Shlomim beforehand for the Yom Tov. That's why there's no Simcha B'Leili Yom Tov Rishon. What kind of Simcha are we talking about? Achivas B'Sar Shlomim. That's what the Gemara means when it says that we're Motzi Leili Yom Tov Rishon. But Simchas Yom Tov Daraisa, that's not Nismai from the first night. The first night, Taka, there is a chiv of Simchas Yom Tov Daraisa. But if you don't have Achilas Besar Shlomim, what Simcha Daraisa could there be? So Akhtub Chayim, according to the Rambam, Sharmine Simcha is also Daraisa. That's the Simcha that you have, B'Leili Yom Tov Rishon. You might not have Achilas Besar Shlomim, but you have you have Shar Minei Simcha. That's the Simcha Deraisa. That's the Simcha Siyamtav that's Docha Avela Yom Rishon on the first night. Kasha was that there's no Simchas Yom HaDeraisa, so how's the Avelis going to be Nidcha the first night? The answer is, Avada the Simchas Yom HaDeraisa. There's no Simchas Yom HaDeraisa B'Sar Shlomim. That's the Smite from Leilei HaDereshim. Because there's no Simcha Lefonava B'Sar Shlomim. But Simcha B'Sar Minei, Simcha Avada, there's Simcha HaDeraisa the first night of Yom Tov as well. So the Avelis is going to be Nidcha because of the Simchas Yom Tov of Shar Minei Simcha that applies Minat Torah even the first night of Yom Tov. So this answer works well for the Rambam, but it's the Rambam Lashitasa. The Rambam holds Avelis Yom Rishon Daraisa would be troubled by the Kash of the Shagas Aryeh, Zakhtir B'chayim, but the Rambam Lashitasa, since the old Shar Minei Simcha is Daraisa, then I understand the Avelis can be pushed off, the Avelis Daraisa can be pushed off by Simchas Yom Tov Daraisa of Shar Minei Simcha. Questions? Okay. So the only problem that we have to try to figure out how to understand this sheet of the Rambam. Where did it come from? The Rambam holds that even Shar Minei Simcha Deraisa, Achilas B'Sar Shlomim, that's a pasuk. That I can understand that's going to be Deraisa. But where does the Rambam come off to say that Shar Minei Simcha Deraisa? Where does Tosis and Sukkah on that Mem Beis and Beis come off to say that Shar Minei Simcha Deraisa? Where's the pasuk? Is there a pasuk? I don't see a pasuk. If there's no pasuk, how can it be Deraisa? Doesn't the pasuk tell me every way that I have to fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov? If it doesn't say begodim noyim in the pasuk, it doesn't say, maybe it says yayin in the pasuk, but yayin yisamach levav enosh doesn't, what's a v'samach b'chagecha simcha? Okay, but begodim noyim it doesn't say in the pasuk. How can you fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov derais by giving begodim noyim to a woman? How does that work? So the Rav in a yardside shiur developed the notion that there are two parts of the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. This actually refers back to what we mentioned last time. The Rav said that in every mitzvah you have to figure out what is the ma'aseh mitzvah and what's the kiyum mitzvah. How do you fulfill the mitzvah? What's the act that you have to do to fulfill the mitzvah? So often the ma'aseh mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah are one and the same. The tilas lulav, for example. The ma'aseh mitzvah is picking up the lulav and esrog, the agvei naf agvei. The way you fulfill the mitzvah is by doing that action. L'haniach tefillin. You put on tefillin. The ma'aseh mitzvah is to tie the tefillin onto your arm, and that's the way that you fulfill the mitzvah. The kiyum mitzvah, the ma'aseh mitzvah is the same. But said the Rav, sometimes we find that the mitzvah requires a certain action, but the kiyum mitzvah is not in the action. The action really is just a means to achieve some other kind of kiyum. As he called it, a kiyum belief. Sometimes you find that the mitzvah is all about an emotional awareness, emotional state that a person is supposed to achieve. That's the goal of the mitzvah. He developed this notion in a tshuva drasha about the mitzvah tshuva, that vidui is ma'aseh mitzvah, the confession is the ma'aseh mitzvah, as the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. But the real kiyum mitzvah is not in the vidui, that's just a means. When a person confesses, he's gomer, he says the inyono shegomer belibo, he says that b'feh, so then that makes him think more about the process of tshuva, and then he experiences a tshuva b'lev. But without feeling remorse, without feeling charata, without undergoing a process of transformation, of course he's not going to be able to do mitzvah tshuva. Or just vidui dvarim ba'alma? Vidui dvarim ba'alma, just, lip service, as we would call it, that's not the way to fulfill tshuva. You have to have a kiyum b'lev. You have to really have a tshuva b'lev, and the same is true about tefillah, the Rav wanted to say. That tefillah, there's a ma'aseh mitzvah, you have to say whatever nusach tefillah, chazal v'mesaken, that's part of the mitzvah. But the ikar, avodah shebelev of tefillah, that's when a person feels a connection, he feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness, he feels like he's talking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he just says the words stam, pitputeh milim ba'alma, he's not really yotzeh the mitzvah of tefillah daraisa. So said the Rav, the same is true when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov. When we talk about B'Sar Shlomim, that's not the ikar of Simchas Yom Tov. The ikar of Simchas Yom Tov that arises is the Simcha B'Lev. The B'Sar Shlomim is a means to achieve a Simcha B'Lev. He said, V'Haraya, look at the Rambam. The Rambam who holds that Simchas Yom Tov is the Raisa. How does the Rambam begin that halacha that we read? Simchas Yom Tov, Perek Vav, halacha Yud Zayin. Before he says Avo b'sha simcha ha'amur akani karban shlomim, but yesh b'chol osa simcha l'smochu u'banav v'nei beisa kolecha karoylo, and then he explains kolecha karoylo, what does that mean? The kloyos and the begodim and the and the basar and the yayin, etc. What does the Rambam say? The previous line, he says, "V'chayiv adam lios bahen sameach v'tov leiv hu ubana v'ishto b'nei bana v'chala nilvim olam shenema v'samachta b'chagecha." What does the samachta b'chagecha obligate the person to do? Not to do a maisa. The ikar is to be sameach v'tov leiv. The ikar is the simcha b'leiv. Then the Rambam says, "V'chalal that simcha is to do these actions." Right. Simcha Amurakan is carbon shlomim, but he started by saying the ikar is sameach v'tov lev. The ikar is the simcha b'lev, the kiyum b'lev, not the ma'isa mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah is really just to bring a person to the simcha b'lev. But the ikar mitzvah simcha siyantav is the actual simcha b'lev that a person achieves. The Rav went one step further. He said, "I'll bring you a raya that the ikar simcha siyantav is the simcha b'lev, not just from the lashon of the Rambam." The Gemara Mori Kotna Daf Yudalit is trying to figure out how Avelis can be pushed off by Yom Tov. And what does it say? Avelis was pushed off because Simchas Yom Tov is Doche Avelis. So if you think about it for a moment, if the Ikar Chas Yom Tov is the Maisa Mitzvah, eating Besar Shlomim is not a stira to the Avelis of Shiva. The Avel is Mutter the Basa. In fact, we feed the Avel Basa. We feed the Avel Basa of the Yaya to be Menachem him. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that Basa was Nivra, that Yain was Nivra to be Menachem Avelim. And Basa the same. And Onin doesn't have Basa, but an Avel during Shiva can have Basa. In fact, we feed him Basa. So what's the stira? Avelis is not a stira to eating Basa. So what's the problem? The Avel can be knowing his Avelis and he can fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov too, because there's no stira between the two. What's the answer? The answer is what's Docha Avelis is not the eating of the Basa, not the Chiyav to eat Basa. What's Docha the Avelis is the obligation of Simcha Belev. The emotional state of Avelus Belev is a stira to the emotional state of Simcha Belev. That's the problem. So the fact that the Gemara says that Avelus is Nidche Bifnei Simchas Yom Tov, that Gufa is the biggest raya, that the Ikar of Simchas Yom Tov is not the boss of the Yayin, because that's not a stira to the Avelus. That's the best raya, that the Ikar of Simchas Yom Tov is really a Simcha Belev. It's the emotional state. Emotional state of Simcha B'lev. And it could be that's why the Rambam says that even Sharmine Simcha can be the Raisa. Because the Ikar is not the Maisa anyway. Okay, there's Exeris HaKosov to have Besar Shalom, but that's not the Ikar, that's just a means to Simcha B'lev. So if that's just the means, then why does it matter if you have Besar Shalom or not? The Rambam holds that even other types of Simcha, Sharmine Simcha can also achieve a Simcha D'Raisa, because as long as they help you achieve Simcha B'lev, then you can reach the state of Simcha Deraisa, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Deraisa level. Be'emes, we could go even one step further and suggest that maybe even Tosfos also holds that the Ikar of Simchas Yom Tov is the Simcha Belev. The Ikar is Simcha Belev. So why in Moed Kodem does Tosfos say that Simchas Yom Tov is Ma'aseh is only the Rabban? Why do they hold that Simchas Yom Tov is only the Rabban? Because Tosfos apparently assumes that the only way to achieve a Simchas Halev that's a Simcha Deraisa is through eating the Besar Shlom. Tosfos also holds that the Ikar is the Simcha Belev. The real Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam is how to achieve that Simcha Belev. The Rambam holds that you don't need Besar Shlom to achieve the Simcha Belev. And Tosfos says, no, you need Besar Shlom. Without Besar Shlom, there's no way to achieve the Simcha Belev. But both of them agree that the Ikar of Simchas Yom Tov is really a Simcha Belev. So the question that we have to address, the final point that we have to address, is why is that true? Like, what's the real Machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam? Now we've shifted gears. We've said that really everyone holds that the Ikar of Simchas Yom Tov is Simcha Belev. The question is whether you can fulfill Simcha Belev min HaTorah only through Achilas B'Sar Shlomim, or even with Shar Minei Simcha. The question is why? What's the Machlokas behind these two Shittas? So the Rav explained there in the Yartzeit Shir. Actually, I think this is in a different Yartzeit Shir. The Rav explained, based on a diuk in the Gemara, the Mishnah in Horias says that a kohen gadol is makriv onin, that when a kohen gadol loses a close relative for which he has to observe Shiva, he becomes an onin before the kvura. The halacha normally is that a kohen is not makriv karbonos when he's an onin. He's not allowed to eat maaser sheni and kodshim, but he's not even allowed to do avoda either. He can't be makriv karbonos. A kohen gadol is makriv onin. That's the Mishnah in Horias, the Daf Yud-Beis and the Beis. He's makriv onin. Why is a kohen gadol different? What's the difference between a kohen gadol and every other kohen? So the Gemara in Zvachim explains what the reason is. What's the difference? The Mishnah in Zvachim and after Zvachim and Beis is talking about all the different psulim of kachim. When do kachim become posel? So the Mishnah says, "Kol azvachim shekiblu dam on zar or onen or tfulyom." If an onen is makabel the dam of the kachim, then the korban becomes posel. So why is that true? That if someone is makabel the dam, someone is makir of onen, it's posel. Minolan. So the Gemara in Zvachim and Tezayin says, "Minolan dechsevu min hamikdash lo yetsa." That the Kohen Gadol doesn't leave the Beis Hamikdash v'lo yichalo, so that he's not going to be machalal the avoda. Kohen Gadol doesn't leave the Mikdash even if he's an onen, and he's not machalal the avoda when he does the avoda. It says the Gemara, you see from that pasuk that achash lo yotza, any other coin, a coin of hedyot that does the avodah and is not yotzi from the mikdash, will be mechal the avodah. That shows you that if an onin is mekabel the dam, or does any of the other avodas of the korban, then he'll be mechal the avodah, he'll pass the avodah. So what's the makah that a coin gadol is makar onin? The Gemara in Zvachim says it's a pasuk min hamikdash lo yotza, that the coin gadol is not allowed to leave the Beis Hamikdash. So that implies that he has to do the avodah even if he's an onin. The Gemara in my cotton gives a different reason to this halacha, the kind of lama kavana. What is that? Again, the context is whether a mitzora is noeg tzarato beregel, complicated Gemara, but let's just talk about Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says Kohen Gadol is makir of onin. Why? Because Kohen Gadol kol ashana keregel lekulei almadam. Kohen Gadol b'kol ashana has a din of klal yisrael beregel. Just like Yisrael Beregel doesn't have a din avelis, so too the Kohen Gadol, the Kol Hashana, doesn't have a din avelis. He doesn't have a din onen either. He's makiv onen because he's Kol Hashana ki Yisrael Beregel dam. So what is it? Is it the pasuk or is it a svara that he's ki Yisrael Beregel and therefore aninus doesn't apply to the Kohen Gadol? So the answer is probably both. It's the pasuk that teaches me that somehow the Kohen Gadol has this din of Yisrael Beregel. The Kohen Gadol has this idea that a ganziyar, a whole year, he has this concept of regel, he has this concept of simcha somehow. What does that mean? What does all that mean? So the Rav wanted to suggest that what is the ultimate simcha? What is simcha? Simcha is lifnei Hashem. The person is lifnei Hashem, then he feels a simcha. Whenever the pasuk talks about simcha, it always mentions lifnei Hashem. Usmachta lifnei Hashem alkechem shivas yamin. Vezavachta shlam v'yachal Hashem esamachta lifnei Hashem. It always says lifnei Hashem because that's what simcha is. Simcha means to feel Hakadosh Baruch Hu's presence, to have a kiras elokim. Oz v'chedva bimkoma. Right? Simcha lifnei Hashem. That's the ultimate simcha. So what the Gemara Ma'akotin is saying is that Kohen Gadol has to be in the Mikdash, and in Hamikdash Lo Yetzei, it tells me the Kohen Gadol is always lifnei Hashem. Agan Seyar, he has to be lifnei Hashem. He has to be in a state of lifnei Hashem. Okay, he can leave the Beis Hamikdash, but the point is he has to be in a state of lifnei Hashem as if he's in the Mikdash. So since he has to be in a state of lifnei Hashem, Avelus, Aninus, that can't apply to him. Right? That can't apply to him because he's always in a state of lifnei Hashem. He's Ki Yisrael Beregel Dami. Just like there's no avelus for any Yisrael throughout Yom Tov, so too the Kohen Gadol, Kol Hashana, is like Yisrael Beregel. He can't have avelus because he's always lifnei Hashem. He always has to be in a state of lifnei Hashem. He said the Rav, maybe that's the idea over here as well. That the reason why Simchas Yom Tov can be Min HaTorah, even b'zman hazeh, according to the Rambam, is because the Iker of Simchas Yom Tov is not the Achilas Basim. It's not the Shias Yain. It's the Simcha B'Lev. What does Simcha B'Lev mean? It means feeling Lifnei Hashem. And says the Rambam, feeling Lifnei Hashem is an extraterritorial experience. It's an extraterritorial, it's not an extraterrestrial, right? It's an extraterritorial emotional awareness. You can feel Lifnei Hashem even if you're not eating B'sar Shlom. Even if you're not in Yerushalayim, you're not by the Beis HaMikdash. Taisus in Moikotin holds no. The feeling of Lifnei Hashem is dependent on the location that you're in. Only if you're eating Besar Shlomim, which is Lifnim and Achom, it has to be in Yerushalayim, it has to be in the environment of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not just a feeling that you can have outside the Mokom of the Mikdash. Taisus says that the feeling of Lifnei Hashem, Simchas Yom Tov Daraisa, Simcha Belev Daraisa, that's a function of being close to the Beis HaMikdash, of eating Besar Shlomim. And that's why Taisus says that Bizman Azeh Simchas Yom Tov is only the Rabbanim. You can have Shamine Simcha, but that's not the ultimate Lifnei Hashem. You don't care for the feeling of Lifnei Hashem Daraisa if you're outside of Yerushalayim. But the Rambam says, no, that it's an extraterritorial emotional experience that you can have. It's not. It has nothing to do with the territory of the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe you can reach a higher level there, but you can still have a Simchas HaLev, the Raisa of Lifnei Hashem, even outside of the Mokum of the Mikdash. Even outside Yerushalayim. Even without eating Besar Shlomim. And that's why the Rambam holds that even Bisman Hazeh, that we only have Shamin and Simcha, it can still be Daras. Okay, so it comes out that the Machlokas we've shown in whether Simchas Yom Tov Bisman Hazeh can be Daraisa or not, and that relates to so many issues as we discussed, it really boils down to one fundamental yisod. That once we realize that the ikkar of Simchas Yom Tov is not the physical activities that we're engaged in, the meat and the wine, and everyone gets so wrapped up in all that. It's important, but it's only a means. It's a means to feeling a simcha b'lev. It's a means to feeling a simcha of lifnei Hashem. So once we understand that, then we can explain that Taisus and the Rambam, the Rishon, that are disagreeing with the Shamini Simcha Bizman HaZeh Darais or not, what they're really arguing about is how to achieve a simcha of lifnei Hashem. Can you only achieve a simcha of lifnei Hashem if you're close to the Beis HaMikdash, if you're eating Besar Shlomim within the Choma, within Yerushalayim, that's close to the Beis HaMikdash, or can you even achieve a simcha of lifnei Hashem outside the Mikdash? Within a person's own heart, even if he's in Chutz La'aretz, even if he's outside the Mikdash, he can still achieve a simcha of lifnei Hashem. The Rambam, of course, assumes the second way, that you can achieve the simcha of lifnei Hashem even if you're not in the Mikdash. That's why he says that Bizman HaZeh, simcha can still be the Raisa with the Shamini Simcha.